No, this education story doesn't begin at a nightclub, but it does begin at a place where people have fun. That's an interactive dancing video game in the totally tricked-out high-tech game room at Birmingham's Wilkerson Middle School. Wilkerson students are minority, roughly 7% Latino and 93% Black. It was once the affluent African-American school in town, but people of means have moved away. Now, more than 90% of its students are on free or reduced lunch. But Wilkerson Middle School is also a high-performing institution. The state's named it a torchbearer school 3 years running, and 4 of the last 5 years. Torchbearer schools have to meet all sorts of federal and state criteria, but basically, their poor, minority, and special needs students defy statistics and do well on state and national tests. For perspective, only one other middle school in Alabama has won the award since its inception in 2004, and that was just once. So what's Wilkerson's secret? Here's math teacher Sandrika Brown.
It doesn't matter your background, your academic level, there's no excuses.
Speaking of math, torchbearer schools are supposed to get $15,000, but a decrease in federal funds has wiped out the award money for the past 2 years. Wilkerson used money from previous years and from other state awards for its game room, which students get to use if they come to school in uniform, on time, with reading material for before class. They also need at least a 70 in every class and no discipline problems. So besides the incentive of a ridiculously cool game room, what else is Wilkerson doing right? One thing is having a nationally certified, tech-savvy teacher who designs learning materials for Wilkerson and for other schools, and who enjoys his job.
I think that the teachers bleed off on the kids because we're having such a good time that it kind of rubs off on them.
That was social studies teacher Jerry Strickland. Teachers at Wilkerson say Principal Constance Burns allows them the freedom to try innovative approaches that combine all subjects, not to mention take lots of field trips that give context to what the kids are learning. Again, here's math teacher Sandrika Brown with reading teacher Latasha Benedict.
It's a pleasure coming here every day, Monday through Friday. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
You don't hear that often.
Even people who haven't worked in schools can walk a hallway and get a sense of the place. Here, the kids wear uniforms. They walk with their heads up. There are fish tanks in open areas, which wouldn't have worked where I went to middle school because some knucklehead would have broken them or done something unspeakable to the fish. In a hallway near the gym, tuxedo-clad students get ready for a band competition with logistical help from their hands-on principal.
What other name did you say besides Rachel Pitts?
The school has to share a band teacher with another school. But Principal Byrne says there's pride here.
We've been in this building going on 8 years. And as far as graffiti, we don't have that problem. It hasn't been painted since we've been here.
And a little bit of the right kind of fear doesn't hurt.
They think I have cameras everywhere.
People who haven't taught in places like urban Birmingham often don't realize just how much discipline problems derail learning. When Principal Burns first came here, overage students, kids who had been left back, were causing problems, often trying to deflect attention from their classroom failings.
I brought in an at-risk teacher. We would pull them during the day and then during the summer. They knew I would get the opportunity to go into this at-risk person's room to help me with some of those skills that I was having problems with in the classroom. And they were able to go to high school.
Another way to squelch drama before it starts might seem strange for a middle school. Classes at Wilkerson take bathroom breaks as supervised groups. They were doing that long before a student raped another in a school bathroom in a different district last fall. Okay, so once you've established a safe, orderly environment where learning can take place, how do you get learning to actually take place? Well, for starters, by reaching out to parents.
We began to find out most of our parents had not finished high school themselves. So, you know, we would try to encourage them to come up and learn, sit in the classroom and find out what we're teaching.
Teacher Jerry Strickland says the use of new integrated smart board technology makes a big difference in helping kids succeed in all their subjects as part of a deeper strategy.
It's been a real boost because we're able to use that technology to teach math in a social studies classroom, to teach reading in a social studies classroom. We want to give the kids the idea that education is something it's a whole person sort of thing. It's not something where you go one place and do one thing and go another place and do another thing.
And the kids get to experience that for themselves. Covering all Wilkerson's enrichment programs isn't possible in a 6-minute radio piece. But a short list includes an interdisciplinary zoo school, a top-notch technology center, outdoor classrooms, a mentoring program for at-risk male students, summer learning clubs, and coming soon, a school magazine. PE teacher Shanikia Wiley boils it down.
We play more than just the role of just the teachers. We're here with them from 7:45 to 3:15, but we also take more time than just regular school hours. We're here with them after school if they need to be, and we wear more than one hat.
So achieving good test scores, at least at Wilkerson, is really not all about teaching to the test. It's about school-wide discipline. It's about up-to-date technology. It's about a dedicated staff and giving teachers freedom. It's about an integrated approach to curriculum with lots of opportunities for otherwise isolated kids to see how knowledge works in the integrated real world. And finally, as Principal Burns says, on top of 100 other things we can't easily describe or measure, it's also about perspective.
They live such difficult lives, some of them. The safe haven is coming to school. So I tell them all the time, we have to make school fun because this is the only fun they have.
Which came first, the pride or the awards, is a tough question to answer. But one thing is certain. Wilkerson students are defying statistics and not just on tests. Maybe the more important question is, how can this be replicated in other schools? For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson. You know how to jump.